These nouns end in tate. That's T-A umlaut T. This tate ending frequently corresponds to the itty ending in English. But that's not consistently the case by any means. We'll start with some true friends, though, where it does apply. Michelle Thomas mentioned die Elektrizität, and I'm sure you can guess what that means. Electricity, of course. Incidentally, you met another word that means electricity when we talked about going with the flow. Do you remember the saying?
Mit dem Strom schwimmen?
Prima. Strom, a current of water, and an electric current are, after all, the same in English too. Strom, current. So, remembering funktionieren, how would you complain? The electricity in the room doesn't work.
Die Elektrizität im Zimmer funktioniert nicht.
Gut. Die Elektrizität im Zimmer funktioniert nicht. Im Zimmer is what you say if you are just in the room. It's a static situation. In other words, you're not walking into a room from outside it. This sounds like nitpicking, but there is a big difference in German between dealing with in and a static situation and into with a moving situation when you are going from outside an area into it. Don't worry about this now. We'll come back to it later. Okay, if the light is das Licht and the living room das Wohnzimmer, what about the light in the living room isn't working?
Das Licht im Wohnzimmer funktioniert nicht.
Das Licht im Wohnzimmer funktioniert nicht. Now, knowing schlafen is to sleep, work out the bedroom.
Das Schlafzimmer.
Ja, das Schlafzimmer. Knowing the word der DVD-Spieler, how would you say the DVD player in the bedroom doesn't work?
Der DVD-Spieler im Schlafzimmer funktioniert nicht.
Der DVD-Spieler im Schlafzimmer funktioniert nicht. And if baden is to bathe and broken is kaputt, how would you say the shower in the bathroom is broken?
Die Dusche im Badezimmer ist kaputt.
Gut, die Dusche im Badezimmer ist kaputt. If Zentralheizung is the central heating and to be on is an sein, what about the central heating in the dining room? The eating room is not on.
Die Zentralheizung im Esszimmer ist nicht an.
Die Zentralheizung im Esszimmer ist nicht an. Richtig. Just to complete your knowledge of the vital rooms, the kitchen is die Küche and die Toilette, das Klo or das WC, the toilet, of course. Back to those words ending in tate. Can you guess what activity might be?
Aktivität.
Perfekt. Aktivität. The plural of all tate words is täten. So how would you say activities?
Aktivitäten.
Richtig. Aktivitäten. You want to find out what sort of activities you can do in Vienna this evening. Instead of using tun, to do, let's learn the more upmarket verb, unternehmen, to undertake, widely used in German. Here you'll master two things simultaneously. Under, which is unter, the Anglo-Saxon influence is obvious here, and to take, which you may recall is nehmen. Richtig. Put the two together, just as in English, and you get to undertake unternehmen. So let's start with what sort of activities. What kind of, what sort of is was für? A useful addition to your repertoire of question words. Was für, what sort of? Over to you now. What sort of activities?
Was für Aktivitäten?
Was für Aktivitäten can one undertake?
Kann man unternehmen?
Kann man unternehmen. Sehr gut.